You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Morning all, happy Wednesday. 3 minutes gone past six. And how was your Tuesday evening, Jordan, all right?
My Tuesday evening was wonderful, Simo, but I tell you what, my Wednesday morning started off a little bit spookily.
All right, why is that?
Well, I have a feeling that my house may be haunted.
A haunted house?
Yes.
This is news to me. I haven't been to this place, have I?
It was news to me as well.
What's the go?
Well, this morning when I woke up, my bedroom door was open.
And you closed it?
Yes.
Are you a closed door sleeper?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Are you an open door sleeper?
I'm happy with an open door.
You do get a refreshing breeze, yeah. I'm not going to deny.
And then if you open up a window as well, it goes to a full draft.
But for the sake of our job, we obviously get up early, so we have to go to sleep early. Mm. And, you know, I have a couple of housemates that don't have to get up so early, so they kind of tend to make a bit of noise in the evening, which is fine. It's what they do. So I decided to just close the door. However, this morning when I woke up, my door was mysteriously open. Was it a ghost? Or maybe just when I went to the toilet at 2 a.m. in the morning, did I accidentally leave it open? Who knows? My money is on ghosts.
It goes both ways, though, in regards
yes, to... Yes, my doors do normally go both ways.
They open and
you
close.
You can either open or close them. And sometimes you can push them out one way and then bring them back the other.
But you're closing it so you don't hear them. But in the mornings, can they hear you open and close the door?
I think that's... They haven't said so. I think they're still fast asleep.
You're assuming, aren't you?
I'm 100% assuming. Well, I mean, I play my music pretty loud at 4 a.m. in the morning, so door shouldn't be an issue, but the thumping rock music might be.
Because I've had the talk.
Oh, have you had the talk?
Yeah,
your
I was accidentally slamming a door on the way out. Didn't realise. It's very early. And got the headphones on. You don't realise how much noise you make. So someone was like, yeah, no, I hear you go every morning. And of late, you've been slamming the door. I was like, ooh, dear. Have I actually?
You know what you say there? No, it wasn't me. It's just our ghost.
Blame it on the ghosts.
Blame everything on ghosts.
Illy now. Last laugh. Starting us up. Yeah. Morning. Well, well.
Simo and Jordan.
Harry Styles doing his thing. Adore you. Snow FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan with you.
And Simo, one of the big Hollywood movie awards nights happened just the other day. You know, there's the Golden Globes, which is a big one.
Yeah.
The Academy Awards, which is another big one. BAFTAs, well, I think that's an English one.
Yep.
Have you ever heard of the Razzies?
No, I haven't.
All right, so where all those ones I previously mentioned are all for, like, the best movie or the best actor or the best actress or whatever.
It's for the glory.
The Razzies is the other end of the spectrum.
Oh, nice.
It's an award for the worst movies that came out in the last 12 months.
It's like the equivalent of the wooden spoon in sports, right?
Yeah. It's like Hollywood's wooden spoon.
There you go.
If Hollywood was a footy team.
Yeah, if they were a sporting, but they're not. That's why they're actors.
Good point.
It's like how the people that did the drama in the theatre at my school, when the beep test came around. Did you ever have to do the beep test?
Oh, I hated the beep test so much.
Well, they would be the first ones to go, you know, like the first two.
Level 1.2. That's me out, lads.
See ya.
We're just walking still on this stage.
And then you're still going, you know, levels 8, 9. You realise that they had it right all along, you know, to duck out early.
Oh, 100%. They're on the side just with like a Coke or something.
Just having a lovely time.
Well, so yes, the Razzies did happen, and one movie in particular totally cleaned up at the Razzies, which is not something that you normally want. It's a movie that I didn't see, but I remember hearing a lot of ads for and seeing the trailer for. We're, of course, talking about Cats.
Let's dance!
I judge a cat by its soul.
Spotlight! And a drum roll, please.
No!
Cats. Starring Jennifer Hudson, Ian McKellen, Taylor Swift, and Rebel Wilson.
Don't mess with the crazy cat lady.
Don't mess with the crazy cat lady.
So this movie had a good cast. Like, Idris Elba was also in it, Taylor Swift, Ian McKellen, Jennifer Hudson, as mentioned. Also, our own Rebel Wilson was in this movie as well. So it had a good cast, but
it's
that's
a bit
not
unfortunate.
Yeah.
Sir Sir Ian McKellen was involved.
Mm.
And obviously the trailer came out and it got judged quite harshly and probably rightly so.
Well, the reason that it got judged so harshly, and the, let's face it, probably the reason, because Cats is a, the musical's fantastic and a great story and all this sort of thing. But yeah. The reason that this movie didn't work is because the animation,
yep.
more or less, turning all of these real life actors into cats. If you haven't seen it, like, check it out. They just look creepy and weird, and that's, like, the whole reason, more or less, that this movie didn't work.
Do you want the percentages on the reviews?
Go on.
Rotten Tomatoes, giving it 20% fresh, which is a terrible rating.
That's 20% out of 100.
Percent, yeah.
I mean, it's better than I thought it would be.
IMDb, 2.8 out of 10.
Ooh.
Box office, how much do you reckon it made?
Out of what? Oh, box office?
Yeah.
Not much.
Would you reckon it covered its costs?
No.
So it made $69 million, and the
again, that's better than I thought.
The budget was $95 million.
Okay.
If that went to the editors,
yeah,
like, but they might as well go straight to the roulette tables because they're pushing their luck.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a bit of a loss. Fortunately, though, they maybe can make up a bit of their money with these Razzies awards that they got. Worst picture went to Cats.
Well done.
Worst supporting actress was Rebel Wilson.
Yep.
On Ozzy and Cats. Worst supporting actor was James Corden, who was also in that movie. Worst screen combo, and it just says any two half feline, half human hairballing cats.
Oh dear.
Oh, you're rubbing it in. Worst screenplay, Cats. And to rub it in as well, worst director, Tom Hooper, who was the director of Simo, you guessed it, Cats.
Oh, there you go. So enjoy those awards.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well done. And the worst picture goes to Cats. The worst actress, the worst actor.
All the other movies just don't even bother rocking up. It's going to be Cats.
Is it odd that Cats happened and then Rebel Wilson then went and did a dog show?
Yeah, that is a bit odd now you mention it.
Open Simo and Jordan.
Today, Junior.
Today's the day.
Feeling it, we're feeling good. We're feeling good, hey?
That's right, today in tabloids, all thanks to McDonald's. Queen Elizabeth getting a mensch this morning, 93 years of age. She's leaving London early, just as a precaution, for the COVID, hiding out to Buckingham Palace, saying that the 93-year-old monarch is moving to a castle 20 miles west of London.
They're being very... They're not exactly telling us the Queen's whereabouts, are they?
I was surprised they gave that much detail, in all honesty.
So I mean, where is it? 20 miles west.
West, that's right.
Oh, I mean, we can probably work it out.
Well,
I don't know how many castles there are in rural England exactly 20 miles west of London.
Only English people use miles. Oh, wait, do the Americans? The Americans will be able to find it.
Americans do as well.
Yeah, CIA would be onto it.
So we need James Bond to... well, the movie's been delayed, so he can swing in and protect the Queen.
Katy Perry, due to be a guest judge on MasterChef.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Because she can.
Katy Perry, famous for her singing, not so much her... baking skills.
She must have missed the cutoff to get back into America, or she's just sticking around down here for a while.
Oh, so MasterChef Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, have they realised? Because they got three new judges and no one really knows who they are. So they're like, oh, we need someone else. Yeah, get Katy Perry, stick her in it.
Well, she's been in absolutely every episode anyway, because her music has always been
yes,
at the
start.
Yes,
of course.
Yeah.
I hope she sings that one live.
Starts the show live with that one.
Seems to start live with that one. It's like, Katy Perry, right, okay, you can go now. We have to bake a cake.
Also making your tabloid news this morning, Hilary Duff.
There's a name.
There is a name.
So Hilary Duff, she was Lizzie McGuire?
Lizzie McGuire. She was in Agent Cody Banks.
And loads of other movies, kind of late 90s, early 2000s. I think safe to say had a little bit of a drop-off in her career.
Agent Cody Banks 2.
Oh, that was the good one.
Hilary Duff.
I've never seen it. I don't know.
She's had to address rumours that she's having marriage troubles.
Okay.
So she's been a long time loved up with some random, and they've got a daughter.
Fair enough. I mean, to be fair, Hilary Duff nowadays is almost some random.
So she actually has a one-year-old daughter now called Banks.
I see.
Which I found interesting. Agent Cody Banks. She's named her kid Banks. Obviously, that movie really... meant something.
Wasn't
to
Agent
her.
Cody Banks, wasn't the kid from Malcolm in the Middle also in that?
It was.
Whatever his name is?
Yeah, Malcolm.
God, that's a so 90s movie.
What is it, Frankie Muniz? No.
Yes, that's it.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, right.
God, that's so 90s movie. Well, I hope Baja Men Who Let the Dogs Out was played at some point in that movie, then it would be perfect.
So, in case you were wondering, Hilary Duff, not single.
So, I mean, wasn't wondering?
Yeah, so, but in case you were.
But I wasn't.
Also, this is terrible.
Your voice just broke then.
Oh, it's upsetting.
Okay.
Bunnings Warehouse have suspended their sausage sizzles.
I know, I heard about this.
Did you hear about this?
Due to COVID-19.
Like, the only thing that's ever threatened the sausage sizzles continuing was people slipping over onion. That was the only other thing that's ever threatened it.
Yeah.
Now, it's a whole new world, the great philosopher Aladdin once said.
Yeah, I tell you what, it would be a complete and utter double whammy if you find a Bunnings that is still doing the sausage sizzle.
Yeah.
And then you get coronavirus from it, and then just to add insult to injury, slip over an onion as well.
Yeah. But no, apparently that doesn't happen anymore, because across the board they're now...
onions?
No, slipping over onions in...
Because, oh, I see.
Because they're putting the onion underneath the sausage. That was the big thing.
Which I thought, no, was it on top of the sausage?
Nah, underneath.
Because if it's underneath, it'll sink through the bread and fall, and then the bread will just turn to mush.
Okay.
I thought it was on top.
I'm just going to shoot holes in your principle there. In what world are you not eating a sausage in bread quick enough that it's melting through the bread? In what world, I ask you?
You raise a good point. But my point still stands.
That was today in tabloids, all thanks to McDonald's.
Simo and Jordan.
Freya Ridings, Love Is Fire on Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan just hanging out this morning for your Wednesday, 24 minutes gone past 7.
And Simo, one of Australia's biggest reality TV shows, it's to do with cooking.
Yes.
It's coming back very soon.
Now, Katy Perry is involved in this story. Now, you have long been a fan.
Yeah, I mean...
huge Katy fan.
I don't mind Katy.
Really into the Katy.
Mm-hmm.
She obviously has long been the sound of MasterChef.
Mm-hmm, yes, of course. She sang the intro for it.
Yeah, the hot... and what was it? Hot and Cold? Is that the one? Because she has decided... I think they've done like a remix because you've... obviously noted that the judges are all going to be different.
Well, yeah, so what was it? Matt Preston, George and Gary, I think the other guy's name was, have gone.
Yeah.
And they've got three brand new judges. I've got to be honest, no idea who they are.
Because they all kind of, what, there was like some contract things going on. Old mate George, they were talking about this morning on the news.
Yeah, Georgie got into a little bit of trouble with his own personal restaurants, and then there was contract talks and blah, blah, blah. So long story short, new judges, old ones out, new ones in.
Yeah, out with the old, in with the new. So the old Katy Perry intro used to be go like this one. 'Cause you're hot and you're cold. You know, it's an upbeat time. That bring back the MasterChef memories?
It really does. I now refer to this song as the MasterChef song.
I bring you to MasterChef 2020. 'Cause you're hot and you're... oh, drama! You're yes, then you're no. You're a fan?
It's not a million miles away from the old one, is it? But it has been dramatized. I like it.
Yeah. What about when they change key? They go up. Ready? 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 This is my favorite part coming up right here. So
it does sound very dramatic. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty good. I might get this just... can we get that just on like an album or something?
Yeah. Oh.
The MasterChef album.
There you go. So, you know, she's had a bit of an upgrade, you know, for the music side of things for that show. And now this has been mentioned on their social media is that Katy Perry is going to be a celebrity judge on MasterChef.
Like the whole season, or is she just coming in for a week?
Nah, I reckon it's a one-off.
How they have like Gordon Ramsay will come in for a week and other famous chefs kind of come in for a week. Is there going to be Katy Perry week?
I think she's done a day.
Okay.
All right. I mean, she's an A-lister.
Fair enough. Time is money.
Can't keep her around for very long.
She's pregnant as well at the moment, isn't she? Yeah.
So the dietary requirements would be different to usual, I assume.
I guess so. Yeah, maybe that's the challenge.
Yeah, true.
Maybe we're reading too much. The chefs have to kind of make a baby food diet or something for Katy.
Do you think she'd be a secret food gun? Like,
I mean, it's a tricky one. Mm. I mean, the honest answer is I don't know.
Because all of the... I assume they'd all have to be, all the ingredients would have to be dipped in liquid gold or, you know, they'd all have to...
I don't think we can recommend eating gold.
Is that how the celebrities eat? They kind of have that upper class echelon something. It's all just caviar for breakfast, right?
Yeah, caviar, lobster, all that expensive food. Again, if you are a rich celebrity, maybe don't eat gold.
Like that MasterChef episode's going to be off the chain. The budgeting's going to get blown.
God, can you imagine the week after? It's like, we had Katy Perry last week. Who do we have this week? No one.
Vegemite on toast this week.
It's Simo and Jordan.
Tiesto, Jekko, Post Malone as well. That was Jackie Chan on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan, 20 minutes on the way to 8.
And Simo, we want to talk viral online challenges. Can you name a couple off the top of my head? Remember the Harlem Shake?
Oh, yes, I do. Do the Harlem Shake. That was a good one.
That was one that happened. What other ones do you remember? What other ones off the top of your head?
Oh, I don't know. But the Harlem Shake, I think that one... I'd be happy for that one to be back at any moment in time.
You reckon?
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
I would take that over Gangnam Style.
Because it was a full song as well, wasn't it? Harlem Shake?
Was it? I've only ever listened to like 30 seconds of it.
There you go.
So there'd be a group of people, they'd all be kind of doing their normal thing, apart from one that would be dancing, yeah. And then when the song drops, it just edits into everyone just more or less going nuts.
That's
about
right.
Now.
Yeah. Is it?
Do the Harlem Shake.
You know it well.
Yeah. And then everyone just goes nuts.
Wow. Did you do a Harlem? I never really did one.
Yeah, I did one back in school.
Really? Yeah. I never got the opportunity. It's passed me by, if I'm honest.
I remember my year group in school did a Harlem, like we filmed one, and then they gave it to one person to like edit it together and put us online, and I don't think he ever did.
Ah, classic.
But so, the reason we bring up viral online challenges, because that was a very good one.
Hmm.
This one, no.
Bit odd?
No, but there's bit odd, and then there's just disgusting, and then there's just plain wrong considering what's happening in the world right now.
All right.
This one falls into that final category, if not maybe one more extreme.
All right, let's go, humans. What have we discovered that we're going to do?
An influencer whose name is Ava Louise.
Yep.
Has filmed herself, posted it online, and has called it the coronavirus challenge.
Nailing it. Well done. Okay.
And nice. Simo.
Wait, is this influencer? I might have even seen the title of this. They're not from Australia, are they?
Don't think so.
Okay, right. I just don't want us to be responsible.
I hope we're not responsible. This influencer has like 19,000 TikTok followers.
Ah, yes.
And 150,000 Instagram followers. The Corona Challenge.
Hmm.
I mean, this may be the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
All right.
Whether there's the whole coronavirus thing happening or not.
Okay. What is it?
It involves filming yourself.
Yeah.
Whilst licking. An aeroplane toilet seat.
Seriously?
Seriously, Simo. There. I've got the picture of it there of her doing it in question.
Idiots.
Like, even if there's not a virus kind of going around the world, licking an aeroplane toilet seat, or licking any toilet seat, it's disgusting.
That's actually so bad.
It's not. Why are you doing this?
That's really
just
odd.
Just imagine her parents. So what did you do at work today? Well, I was flying and had to go to the bathroom, and you know, I had a brilliant idea for a viral challenge. It's just horrible. Why would you do that?
Oh, my goodness.
It's utterly, utterly, utterly disgusting.
Have you read her comments about this?
I have read some of the comments.
Oh, man.
You got some of the comments there.
What's not going to make people sad is a hot, rich, blonde, 20-something-year-old licking a toilet. That's from her. Like, that's from the source.
Mm. I've read people's comments about it online. And pretty much everyone's comments, let's face it, they're all saying the same thing.
What about this, right? It's not like the virus can kill me anyway because I don't use Facebook.
Okay.
Faulty logic.
I don't even know where to start about that. Just whether you have Facebook or not, does not.
Ava. Unless, I mean, she's licking toilets, so I'm not going to back her for, you know, I don't think that's a philosophical debate about the power of the media. I think that's... potentially her literally thinking she's safe because she doesn't use face. I'm throwing that away.
You actually threw that away.
It's disturbing.
I know. It's just... Simo, 2020, it's been a tough year so far.
All right,
I think that may be the worst thing I've ever seen.
If we put aside the insanity...
which is going to be tricky.
Right? Not a lot of planes happening at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Very difficult challenge, you know, both mentally... and logistically, you know, getting on a plane and then doing that, licking a toilet, you know, that's a mental game. Your mental game's got to be pretty strong, I feel.
Simo, it's definitely a mental game.
Simo and Jordan.
Lady Gaga, Stupid Love, her new one playing on Snow FM at Breakfast. It is Simo and Jordan waking you up for your Wednesday.
And Simo, it is a little forecaster time. We've got Tom in the studio this morning. Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
And you were just getting interrogated by Jordan off air about my speech at your school, because what school do you go to?
Jindabyne Central School.
Now, I went there looking for the finest kind of news and weather broadcasters I could find from the locals there. Now, Tom, did you remember my speech there in front of the entire JCS?
Well, I only remember a little tiny bit.
Why is that?
Was Simo's speech quite boring? Was that why?
Oh, no. It was good to listen to. It was a good way to speed up the assembly.
Is assembly normally a bit boring?
Yep, we have to spend 50 minutes sitting on the gym floor.
Oh, cross-legged as well?
Yep.
I did look around. I was painful. Like, oh, the gym floor did look hard.
Yeah.
But
well, most gym floors traditionally are.
Yeah. Now, Tom, I've been having a look through the back catalogue of some of the music we got going here. What are you into?
I'm into Hilltop Hoods and Bliss and Esso.
Ah, yeah, I got the Hilltops here. These, like,
well, let's go.
1955, you got that on your playlist?
Yep.
Nice. And you've got the weather for us. You ready to rumble?
Yep.
All right, here we go. It is Little Forecasters, Tom, this morning.
On the chart, a trough over the
centre state tomorrow.
And some isolated storms.
Shower 2 for Sydney, a few storms.
And taking a look around the country.
And the chance of a thunderstorm.
Country. Early showers expected in Brisbane tomorrow and
a sunny day ahead for Wednesday. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a mostly sunny Friday. Top temperatures today in Jindabyne, 22 degrees. Third Bow topping out at 18 degrees, 20 degrees in Cooma, and 26 degrees the maximum in Canberra.
Yes! Tom!
Great work, Tom, well done!
Beautiful work, mate. Thank you very much for coming in.
That's all right.
Beautiful.
Can I just ask before we go, when is the next school assembly? Is there one today?
No, because they've been cancelled.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Because they don't want to have us stuck on the floor.
Yeah.
Getting squished together, apparently, because COVID-19.
Oh, yeah, that...
I can understand. That makes sense.
I thought they might have cancelled it because they're concerned you might rock up, Jordan.
Simo, you've already done your speech.
That got
I'm
Tom.
I'm going to do another one.
Tom was into that.
Yeah.
Simo and Jordan.
Ariana Grande, God Is a Woman, Snow FM, Breakfast. Simo and Jordan hanging out with you for your Wednesday. 12 minutes on the way to 9 when that workday kicks off. But stream sharing, if you like.
We're talking about TV streaming services, not...
not soda streams, or...
not other form of streams.
Oh, right. Were you considering, like, is this when guys all go to the toilet at the same time? Like,
that's where I thought you were going with this.
Not at all.
But no, I just wanted to... So yeah. You're talking about sharing TV streaming services, i.e. Netflix, Amazon Prime, Stan, there's a couple of others
I mean,
well.
If you want to, no. We can. I've only ever done that once.
Have you?
Yeah.
Because I've never done that.
All right. No, in Europe.
Care to elaborate?
I was in Europe and it was...
Oh, makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Say no more.
So in Europe, you have to...
Did the toilets run backwards?
Didn't notice about the water sitch.
Disappointed.
But what you do notice is that you have to pay.
You have to, what do you mean?
To use the facilities.
Is it like the deli at Woolies? You have to pay for like weight? And it's like per litre that you get rid of, you have to pay?
Not quite.
Oh, no, that was 3 litres. That's going to cost you €3.
But you say, yeah, without, you know, outside of the toilets in Italy, there's always a little grandmother out the front waiting for the change before you can go in and use it. So naturally,
are you sure you're meant to pay, or is he just, or is that just a bit of a scam to get money?
You reckon she's just
here comes some stupid Aussie tourists. Yeah, no, you want to go? Yeah, it'll cost you €10.
Yeah, so
and just Aussie tourists go, oh, I guess it's tradition over here.
If you find, so if you're in Europe and you find a free one, it's just all fair game. So if all the guys are going to go, you'd be like, well, you know, we've got to move on to the next tourist hotspot, but this is a free facility.
Make hay while you can.
Exactly right.
So, okay, so at what point of that do you then think, oh, I know what I'll do with my mates. Let's, as we're going, slightly move towards each other.
Not quite to that extent, but just all happening at the same time, there is the risk. Mm. It carries the risk of a stream crossover.
Anyway, enough about your toilets.
Have you? So you've never?
No.
Never partaken?
No. Oh,
you have not lived.
I'm happy with not living in that case. Anyway, what are we? Is that what we're talking about now?
I don't know. Shall we discuss the Netflix and the Stan?
I don't really care now, to be honest. Now go on. Okay, what?
We can talk about that after Calvin Harris. We got Slide right now. We will be,
provided we go to go get distracted again.
We could go now. We could
no. I mean, this song is quite a long song, but still, no.
Calvin Harris now, Snow FM.
Simo and Jordan.
Dancing in the Moonlight, top loader on Snow FM, 9:45, Simo and Jordan with you.
And Simo, brown snakes, they're pretty terrifying.
Yeah, we're talking the slippery suckers.
But normally they stay outside. They don't kind of come inside to houses or our office here.
Well, if you give them the option, I'm sure they... You know,
sorry, when you say it like that, if you give them the option, next time there's like a job going here or something, there's just a brown snake, he'll just put it in the resume. Oh, here's my chance. I've always wanted to work in radio.
Yeah, keep the snakes at bay.
Can you imagine that? Just a snake coming in for a job interview. It would be intimidating. Put it that way.
I find them intimidating out on the street.
Oh, yeah, they're intimidating full stop, even when they're only... what, 3 centimetres tall or whatever.
And it's the mental game as well, because when you can't see them but you know they're there, or you assume that they're there.
Snakes have got a one-up on humans mentally.
Big time.
Which is very worrying. Some of the reason I bring up snakes today is because in Shepparton, in regional Victoria,
right,
a snake managed to slither its way into an office.
Nice.
Not just once, but it did it twice.
Yeah, well, certain snakes, certain snakes.
Like Barry the snake.
Yeah. They make a home. Like, yeah. Don't they? You have to relocate them. Or, you know, you got to call the correct people.
Yeah.
And all of that. But I think they do, can get territorial, I think.
I don't think that's what this one was doing, though. It managed to slither into an office back in February this year. Before slithering out, there was a worker at the office who saw it. His name is Marissa Bellamy.
Okay, Marissa.
She was the one who saw it. She didn't get bitten by it or anything like that. It just slithered and made its way out.
Nice work, Marissa.
However, recently, just a couple of days ago, the snake came and paid this office in Shepparton a visit for a second time.
Oh, so there was a bit of time between drinks.
Yes.
So did Marissa, did she... determine that it was the same snake? Like, how do you tell? Like,
well,
honestly.
I mean, yeah, that is a good point. There's Barry the snake. No, that's impossible. Yeah. But it was a brown snake on both occasions. So I think it's safe to say, make an assumption, probably was the same snake.
You could say that.
Second time around, Marissa Bellamy spotted the snake again. Again, it didn't bite anyone, which is fantastic. However, she's given a quote about what she said about seeing the snake.
All right.
And like,
have you got a Marissa impression? Go for it.
No. Oh. I'm not sure this would be my number one priority if a brown snake managed to slither its way into the office here.
Right.
She said, "I didn't feel scared. My primary concern is that someone else saw it, because last time it came in, no one else saw it, and nobody believed me."
Oh, no.
So her priority wasn't to run away and leave the building. It was, "Quick, Paul, come over here. There's a brown snake. Come and have a look at it. Don't get too close, but come and have a look at it. I wasn't lying."
Oh, poor Marissa. I'm feeling her pain. She sounds like she's the kind of, you know, the office... what are those at the butt of all the jokes? The one that no one ever believes.
Since February, it's like, "Oh, watch out, Marissa. There's a snake around." Everyone's kind of joking, and now all of a sudden it's like, "Oh, yeah, so you were telling the truth."
There's certain things that you would believe as well, and also things you don't want to believe.
Yeah, that is
definitely... you don't want to believe that there's a snake in your office, but same thing with the lies at your school. You know, the ones that told you they had a girlfriend?
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But it was, you know, you just don't see her because she's from another school?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, righto, mate.
You can normally tell when, like, people like that are lying.
Same thing. If they came to school and they said, "Oh, yeah, I've got a snake," but, you know, it goes to a different school.
Rivalry.
Yeah, sure, mate, whatever.
But yeah, so second time round, fortunately for Marissa, a couple of other workers saw and took pictures of the snake before it eventually slithered out under a sliding door.
Marissa's there with the DSLR camera going, "Work it. Work it for evidence. You know, I submit these into evidence. Marissa of Office A was never, ever a liar. You guys all suck."
Just imagine how smug Marissa is, not just for the rest of the day, but maybe like the rest of time.
Everyone.
In 4 years' time, all the office workers will be down the pub. It's like, "Well, remember that time I said there was a brown snake and you didn't believe me? Guess who's wrong?"
Yeah, every time, like, has anyone seen Marissa today? Oh, nope, she's sticking the photos up on the fridge next day. Anyone seen Marissa? Oh, I think she's got the blue tack. I think she's put a poster up just in the hallway.
She'd probably just print off a couple of pictures of the snake and then just leave them on the office printer. So whoever went to print something next just goes to get their documents and sees, "Marissa, stop printing our pictures of the snake again.
Have we got, is it John's birthday? Can we get some snacks? What have you brought?" "Oh, Alan's snakes." "Okay, yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for that."
Ba-dum-tsh.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, Don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.